Hello and welcome to another episode of Japanator Radio from Japanator.com. I'm your host, Zach Bentz. This is episode number 139, and this is the first of our two parts of our best albums of 2010 from the first half of the year. Starting off this week, we're going to have eight of the picks, and then next week, eight more. We're going to start off with this one from School Food Punishment, which sort of raised the most eyebrows, just because I ranked it a little bit lower as just an honorable mention. This is School Food Punishment off of the album Amp Reflection, After Laughter, here on Japanator Radio from Japanator.com.
Cause Blocking doors on the floor.
Music from Ill from the album Turn A, which is just actually an upside down A. That was Haruka featuring Ill and Meg, the Turn A mix from Ryukyu Disco. And also from that album from Ill, we heard Broken Toys, which was a collaboration with Polysix. Before that, we heard from School Food Punishment from Amp Reflection. That was Line and After Laughter. And you probably can tell by now that we are going to be hearing a couple tracks from each of my top 10 picks for album of the year, as well as some of the honorable mentions that were at the end of the post. And of course, if you haven't checked it out yet, you can find the full write-up over at japanator.com. Just look for the top 10 Japanese albums of 2010 so far. Okay, getting back to it, here's another honorable mention, this one from Bloodthirsty Butchers from their album No Album Mudai. This is Blackout here on Japanator Radio's Best of 2010. We'll be right back.
に構ってられない、そんな不満ばかり。誰も彼も目を合わせずに、迷いながらどこも行けずに、靴のかかとすり減らしてるのさ。キャンバスに描けない色でなら描きたい。白黒つけずにいても答えは色あせるだけ。
That was 9mm Parabellum Bullet from Revolutionary. That was The Revolutionary, and before that we heard Finder, both of those from 9mm Parabellum Bullet, and then two from Bloodthirsty Butchers before that from No Album Mudai. We heard Curve and Blackout. Well, Boom Boom Satellites kind of surprised me with their release called To the Loveless this year, back from, I think, a couple years since their previous album. And I think this is just a phenomenal album. It sounds great, and the songs are a little deeper and have more going on than some of their more recent stuff. So definitely one of my favorite albums of the year from Boom Boom Satellites, To the Loveless. This is Vapor here on Japanator Radio.
Thank you.
That was music from Shina Ringo and Tokyo Jihen from their album Sports. That was Kimaru, and then before that we heard Ikiru, both of those beginning and ending tracks to that album from Tokyo Jihen called Sports, and two of my favorite tracks from them. And then before that, Boom Boom Satellites from To The Loveless, we heard Stay and Vapor. Well, one of my sort of left field picks for top albums of the year was from Wintermute, and the album is Stray Light, and it's an album of sort of kind of fuzzy shoegazy rock songs featuring vocals provided by the Vocaloid software, which of course gave birth to Hatsune Miku, and she is featured on both of these tracks from Wintermute. And while I'm not a huge fan of the Vocaloid sound, which is something I admitted in the post, I do like when people do things a little bit different than some of the normal kind of moe-oriented stuff. And of course, these are still very cute sounding, but they have kind of just a little more personality maybe to them, at least to me. Once again, this is my personal picks. Everybody has their favorites, and this is mine. This is from Wintermute. This is Jupiter Pop featuring Hatsune Miku here on Japanator Radio's Top 10 of 2010.
Bye. Love.
And that was Shugo Tokumaru from Port Entropy. We heard Orange and La Ha Ha, both of those from Shugo Tokumaru, who always releases great stuff. And Wintermute. Before that, we heard Fury, Melancholy, and Joy, as well as Jupiter Pop, both of those featuring Hatsune Miku on vocals. And of course, you can check out that album over at hearjapan.com. That's going to wrap up this first half of our look back at 2010. We still have one more show full of albums to go, and then I think in 2 weeks from now, we will be featuring some of the reader picks for best albums of the year so far. So definitely head on over to either this show post or the original post of top albums of the year over on japanator.com. Leave your own picks for best of the year, and maybe it will make it onto that show as well. Thanks for listening, and I hope you return next week for more of our top 10 from 2010 right here on Japanator Radio from japanator.com.